Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching is entitled, Make a Wish.
A reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you." Solomon answered, "O Lord my God, you have made me your servant, king, to succeed my father David, but I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart, to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding, so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested. I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now, and after you there will come no one to equal you." The word of the Lord. My niece Kendra works for an international nonprofit called Make-A-Wish Foundation. Their mission is to create life-changing wishes for children who have critical illnesses. It's a wonderful organization. I think you can find them on the internet. They believe that granting a wish of a child diagnosed with a critical illness can change the life of the child by creating strength and hope and transformation in the child and in the community who organizes to help them fulfill this wish. And sometimes, perhaps, the illness is still fatal. Nevertheless, they make and fulfill a wish. Well, in this first book of Kings that I just read, how God asked King Solomon to make a wish, and it, not because he was selfish in any way, God granted his wish to judge right from wrong with an understanding heart. And up to now, we still often say he has the wisdom of Solomon. So if God appeared tonight in your dream and asked you to make a wish, what would you ask for? Now, let's not answer too quickly, because I've heard people say, "Be careful what you ask for. You might get it and then regret it. Or you might get it, but not on your terms, but rather when and how God decides to grant your wish." For example, what if Solomon had asked for a long life? He may have gotten a long, long life of illness in bed. Well, anyway, this is very similar to some of the Jesus parables, especially the ones in Matthew's gospel today. Someone finds a great treasure, then buries it, then goes and sells everything in order to buy the land where he knows he buried the treasure. Another one is searching for pearls, a merchant. finds a fantastic pearl, and then also goes and sells everything in order to buy this very valuable pearl. What treasure would make you give up everything in order to go get it? What is so precious to you that it would turn your life around if you could get it? It's kind of common for us to make a bucket list, as we say, of our dreams and wishes. But it's also very common that we don't really ask ourselves why we want what we want or what value is truly in it for us. In a similar imaginary game we've often played, it's asking, if there was an emergency or natural disaster and you had to flee, what would you take with you or save? It tells us a lot about what we truly value. One might recall, I grabbed our family photos as our house burned down with everything in it. Once I talked to a Somali refugee who told me that he quickly grabbed his passport during the war and fled with only the shirt on his back. What do you and I most value? As Matthew says in another place in his Gospels, where your treasure lies, there also your heart will be. These scripture readings for Sunday cause me to reflect not only on my big wish, what it is I've wished for before God, or even on Jesus being my great discovery, treasure, my big find, but also on the process, you might say, or what to do about it, the action involved in this treasure, this wish. How can I act to fulfill my wish? To keep this treasure I have found in God and not lose it. To give my all to being like what the kingdom of God is like. We children of God not only make a wish or have a treasure, but God changes our lives in order to fulfill it. And it changes our lives when we clarify our wishes and what we value most as our treasure in life. So, let's go ahead. Make a wish. And let God change your life as you live out your dream in this kingdom of God.